Hello, it's Chris.
Oh, hi, Chris. It's Tina from Local Splash. I got your message. You've been busy, huh?
Yeah, I've been traveling all over this week doing job site visits and different things. So I was up in the woods where there's no cell service for several days.
Oh, my goodness.
In the middle of nowhere. So I was
that
like,
sounds
kind of
fun, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I had missed calls from my wife. I had missed calls from my kids.
Oh yeah, that's not good. Yeah, I understand.
I didn't know where I was going would have no cell service up there, but we're like in the bottom of a big mountain range all the way around us, so there's no cell service up there.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Even like you say, in this day and age, 2022, how does that even happen? So
exactly.
So, but no problem. I have your billing in front of me, and I can help you with that past due amount. It's just the card that changed, or is the billing address still the Southeast Langan Sand Road?
No, that's correct, but we're going to have to change that. I don't know what's going on with that account. I'm having problems all over the board with that card, so I don't know if they're – I don't know what's going on there.
Got it. Okay. So what's the billing address? Is it the same for the new card?
Yeah, it's the same.
The same?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay. It is 4366.
Okay.
1838.
Got it.
4940.
Okay.
9432.
Okay. Expiration?
988. Oh, sorry. 0128. Or excuse me, 0126.
0126, okay. And then is it the 988 on the back then?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. That way you won't have any further
And you're going to bill. You're just going to bill me for the back right now, and then on the 22nd I'll get billed for the second part of that, correct?
So what I'm going to do is the payment just went through, and you're paid in full till December 21st. But I never want anybody to have two payments within the same month. So I'm going to push the next one out 30 days from today, which means you're paid in full until January 2nd.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that covers for the month of January then, or how is that going to work? Because I've been getting, I think it's been the 28th of the month or something like that.
The 21st is your billing date, so payment that you just paid was for November 21st, and the next one should have been December 21st, but I'm going to push that one out to January 2nd.
And that's for December?
Correct, exactly.
Okay, and then you mentioned in your email that there might be some more economical options for the account as well?
So I think the only thing, because you're already at our rock bottom pricing, so I think the only thing is sometimes if people have a website with us, we can offer them $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. But what that does is it cancels the entire program and just gives them a website. So I never recommend that unless it's a last resort, because as you know, a website in and of itself will never bring anybody business. The value to what we do is for the exposure on Google and Bing and the mobile platform and the iPhones and whatnot. But that's an option if you ever wanted to consider it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the website?
I know what my website looks like, but I don't know what it would look like to have it. So I would lose out on the credit card processing and all the hot buttons that are on there and everything else if I went to just the hosting?
No, you would lose the exposure, because right now when people are typing in your services, they're finding the website on the first page of Google, because we're doing a lot of programming and updates and algorithm revisions and things like that on a daily basis to make sure that you stay on the first page. So if the account cancels and you go to the $49 package, all of that unravels and all you get is the website. So the only reason people will ever do that is typically if they go into retirement mode and they don't want new business, then, you know, obviously they keep their site just so that they can have some exposure. but they don't want to take on new clients. But if you're still actively trying to take on new clients, it's always best to still have the optimization so that you get the exposure to the site. Because if not, the site becomes like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. You know, people can't hire you from it if they can't find it.
Right. So I guess I need to tweak the website then, because the company, the parent company, we're a consulting and engineering firm.
Okay.
So we provide professional consulting primarily. And then we actually have a patent, and we own a patent on a modular foundation system. And then we have the division that's the that I'm kind of babysitting for the kids, which is the lawn care service, which that's the kids' business, but it's all rolled under the same website. So I need to figure out a way where we have like a parent website as the primary, and then there's hot buttons that then send over
to the different services
what they're looking for. Correct.
Okay. So I'll put in a message for customer support so that someone can call you back and help you with a little bit more customization on the site. I'll send it over right now, but I do want to tell you that they, you know, want me to say they'll call back within one business day. So it's early here in California. It's only 9:30 in the morning, you know, so I'm sure they'll call you today. If not, no later than Monday, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, sounds perfect. So thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. It's always good to be proactive with your account. I always tell people the more proactive you are, the better results that you'll get. So I welcome that. If you're going to make some revisions, that's always going to help you. So
yeah, because I'm not getting the traffic that, you know, I'm not getting, I mean, I get virtually no traffic, virtually no phone calls, and it's been that way since I got this account. My previous account, I was getting 15 to 20 calls a day. And I get one call a month. So something's wrong with the website. And I actually had a third party company that represented Google that said that my website was red flagged by Google because whoever built my website had copy and pasted photographs from existing websites and used them in my website, so it red flagged them automatically as a pirated website.
Okay. So I'll let you know.
I've been paying a lot of money for basically nothing. I'm basically a beautiful, like you were saying, a beautiful billboard out in the middle of the desert because Google has locked out my account from all the stuff that I'm paying for it to actually work.
So a lot of those companies that will call you and tell you that your site is red flagged are scam companies. And the reason they do it, Chris, is they want to scare you so that you engage in their service. So Google does not call the general public. So if they called you and they said they were from Google, they were already misrepresenting themselves. So
yeah, they didn't say
nothing,
they were with Google. They said same thing as you guys, a top-tier Google
like a channel
platform.
Partner or something.
Yeah,
I see. Okay.
And so they were just saying, hey, you know, we don't really want your service unless you're interested, but we wanted to let you know that your website and account through Google is red flagged. We can see it right here on our when we look you guys up. And it said it was specifically from pirated photographs that were dropped into our website. So I don't know what that's all about. The site is not red flagged
through Google because I'm looking at it and there's nothing wrong with the listing. There's nothing wrong with the site. Google does allow us to use stock photos, but what I would recommend, Chris, is when the technician calls you back either today or Monday, if you have actual photos like before and after pictures, examples of your work, anything that's your actual content, by all means get that over because that will also help you. But I'm looking at the actual Google programming that's been done and the site and the Google business page, and none of that is red flagged. So that's what I'm saying.
Well,
Sometimes those companies will tell you that just so that you can talk to them, because if they tell you that everything's fine, you know, you have no reason to even engage with them. You know what I mean?
Sure. No, I get that. I mean, they brought it up to me a while ago, and so your technical support people with website design got on the phone with me, and they apparently they had saw it, so they went in and fixed it. But I haven't gotten any traction since then. So I don't know what's going on, why, I mean, you know, I advertise in the local, like Facebook, the city, the local city business Facebook, website and things like that. And I get calls all the time from that, but I get nothing from Local Splash. I mean, maybe one or two a month at the very best. And even when I was with Angie's List. When I was at the Angie's List, I was paying a lot more money and have a website, but I was getting, you know, 50 to 100 calls a day. And so, I mean, I was staying busy.
Right.
It made sense to pay more money, but, you know, and then, you know, I started getting overwhelmed. So I was like, well, you know, let's back this off. And you know, I've had a pretty decent clientele. But, it, you know, when it gets into the slow time of the year, you know, I like to have things pick up. And it's just, I have the website right now. I basically have it on my business cards that I pass out. And that's how people get in there and they go in and see what the company's about and do it that way. I get no calls. I mean, I get calls from Yelp, which I advertise with, but not from somebody that said they did a Google search and found it on Google and reached out to me that way. Because I ask every person when they call, how did you find it?
You're tracking it, yeah. So here's what I would recommend. As you were talking, it's caused me to check one thing on your listing. And what I noticed is you have a 5-star rating on your Google business page. You have 2 positive reviews, but you don't have anything posted on there since July. So sometimes that will affect your conversion, meaning if there's companies up there that are having fresh 5-star ratings coming in here and there, and then you haven't had anything posted since July, that could also be affecting your conversion. So I'm going to send you an email that will help you with that. It will say, learn how to get more reviews. And it's really cool because it'll say, thank you for using PMEE International. And if you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there in order to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
I gotcha, because I'm not showing a 5-star rating on Google. I'm only showing a 5-star rating on the website.
No, you have a 5-star rating on Google, but there's only 2 reviews on there, and there hasn't been anything posted since July. So let's say there's somebody right up there next to you that has 13 reviews, and they had someone post last week and the week prior. You know, that could be affecting if people see that this one seems like, you know, they're more current with their reviews. So if you get another 5-star review here and there, that will definitely help you with a higher conversion. And the nice thing is that anybody that you forward this email to can write a review for you on Google. So even if it's a friend or a relative or just somebody that can vouch, you know, hey, this is a trusted business in the community, please use him. Anything coming in like that will definitely help you, okay?
I gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Because I tried to do that once before, which was, I think, was in July, and I was sending it out, and everybody that tried to do it was having all kinds of problems, and they just gave up.
Yeah, you know, the one kind of tricky thing with Google reviews is Google wants people to post on there that have Gmail accounts. Well, I know, you know, because I'm in a technical industry that, yeah, you know, probably the majority of people have Gmail accounts, but what if they don't? You know what I mean? So sometimes it will prompt them to create a Gmail account just so that they
can leave
a review, and then that becomes too much work. People are like, I'm not going to do that, you know? But if you send it out and they already have a Gmail account, all they have to do is go on there and click the button, and the reviews will come in seamlessly.
We're taking a break in the classroom. All right, gotcha. Okay.
Okay? Yeah. All right. So I think we have a really good game plan. You know, you're going to put some fresh stuff up there, and the technician's going to call you either today or Monday. So, again, thank you for at least taking care of that past due payment. And I know we'll get you even better results with these revisions that we're doing. And thanks for, you know, explaining all of that to me as well.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome, Chris. You too. Have a nice weekend too.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.